We're also tracking this news, a new way to protect animals, or at least find justice for them. It involves elephants killed for their ivory. Biologists want to pin down where the worst poaching happens, and they found a new way to do that using DNA found in the ivory. Here's NPR's Christopher Joyce.
Zoologist Sam Wasser spent years extracting DNA from elephant dung and tissue across the African continent. He used it to draw a map that shows the genetic signature of each major population, kind of like an elephant barcode. Then he started taking DNA from illegal ivory seized around the world. He matched the ivory's barcode to the population and place it came from.
We wanted to see, well, what are the major hotspots that are driving this trade?
The worldwide ivory trade starts where the animals are killed and extends to smuggling networks that reach around the world.
By focusing on these major hotspots, we can actually stop a major portion of the killing, and you can simultaneously choke the flow of ivory into these networks.
Wasser is a professor at the University of Washington and describes his technique in the journal Science. He says he's found a few hotspots, but two really stand out. The first is a region called Tridom. It spans part of Gabon, the Republic of Congo, Cameroon, and the Central African Republic. The other hotspot includes two game reserves, where elephants are supposed to be protected, in Tanzania and Mozambique. Wasser says they become the go-to places for poachers.
No one expected, including myself, that virtually 100% of these seizures over the last decade would come from just two places. I mean, who would have thought that?
Now, wildlife experts suspect that poachers have descended on these places, but it's hard to catch them in the act or head off shipments before they leave the continent. Where authorities often do intercept a big ivory shipment is in ports in Asia, the world's largest ivory market. The ivory is often in a shipping container. Conservation biologist George Wittemeyer of Colorado State University says the container can only be traced back to its last exit port in Africa.
What we haven't known before is the origination of the ivory within Africa and its movement in Africa to the port of export.
But now DNA can link ivory in a port in China to a game preserve in Tanzania. That's hard evidence to show African governments what's going on within their borders. As for what goes on outside Africa, in countries like China, where people buy lots of illegal ivory, conservationists say there's been progress as well. Lee Henry tracks the ivory trade for the World Wildlife Fund. She says China recently announced it will soon crack down on illegal ivory trading there.
We've never really seen an admission from China that they are part of the problem.
But Henry says China is watching closely what the U.S. does with its illegal ivory trade. It's a fraction of China's market, but still significant.
China has said very directly that they cannot act alone, that they expect other countries to take similar actions to clamp down on their ivory markets, and pointed specifically to the U.S.
The U.S. government has drafted new regulations that will limit trade in ivory here. They're due out any time. Henry acknowledges, however, that international efforts to stifle demand for ivory move slowly. In the meantime, DNA tracking could help slow the rate of poaching at the source. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.